Today we celebrated Today we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Chittadahi Mahotsav of Raghunath Das this morning. You did it here and we did it at our temple. Yes. So, when Lord... So when Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das the necklace of conch shells, small conch shells. Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunatha.
Garland.
By that, Raghunath Das understood that Lord Chaitanya was giving him shelter of Srimati Radhika. How does that garland signify the shelter of Radhika?
Because Krishna used to give him that garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika. When Krishna used to decorate Srimati Radhika, he used to give mala of that, garland of that kind. So, it denotes Radhika. And Giriraj himself Krishna. So, if both things have been given, that is, Radha and Krishna both have been given.
In the last verse of the Vilap Kushmanjali, Raghunath Das prays to Radhika that I hope that this lamentation will give you pleasure. How does it give her pleasure that he laments, when will I do this for you, when will I do that for you?
It remembers, when Raghunath Das Goswami is lamenting, he gives any story of Krishna meeting with Radhika. And it makes Srimati Radhika smaran. Remembering of that past
time.
Past time. No? Understand? As if
it's happening now.
Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that, oh dear Srimati Radhika, will I be able to give you in your
Alta
here? Alta? Do you remember this Alta? He tells to Radhika. Do you remember? Then Srimati Radhika is going to remember all the past time Krishna once gave it and took it in his breast and then put it in on his head. The reddish thing came out here and also here. And Krishna is telling that you are loving my field with your lakhs and lakhs of prana, lakhs and lakhs of prana, kotare, vikram. Vimansan, you know, are to do aarti.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot give any exchange for it. This is for it. Exchange. That I am getting your speech, that reddish thing on my head. So, she is remembering that past time. Anything he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika, and when a day will come that I will decorate you with a necklace. Necklace is brand of
Kaustubh
Samanta. There are two, Kaustubh and Samanta. Samanta is of Srimati Radhika and Kaustubh of Krishna. They are so near and dear friends, you know? How
are they friends? Because when they embrace,
and they embrace each other.
So, when they met, means they become so pleased. Samanta and
Kaustubh.
As if Krishna and Radhika. So, when he is telling that, O Srimati Radhika, I want to decorate you with Samanta, who is friend of Kaustubh. Then Srimati Radhika remembers so much about that thing and becomes pleased. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, Asa Bharayam Sindhumaye, this is the last one. Asa Mai Bharayam Sindhumaye, Sanchit Kalu Maya Kitamita Sindhumaye. Sanchit Kipamaye, the Hatsa Shaiva Kimme, Prani Vrijena Baruru Vakarana. Very good meaning. So, by remembering the past times of Krishna with Radhika, she is pleasing Srimati Radhika. And he knows that he will be so much pleased.
She gets solace in her feelings of separation then.
Yes.
So all the verses are in that same mood.
They are very hidden meaning. So much hidden.
In some of the verses, he's asking to get her mercy, the mercy of Vishakha, the mercy of Radhakund, so that he can see her. How is this the same mood as the other verses? Because now he's asking, I can't see her. How is it the same?
He knows that in my heart, everywhere in Braj, Lalita is there, Vishakha is there, Purnamasi is there, Rup Manjari is there. If I pray them, they will hear. Srimati Radhika may not hear, may hear. Because she is very far away from me. His understanding, his view is this. But Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, Rachaji Kivan, Ananga Manjari, Kundalata, and Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata. They are so much merciful and kind. They will listen to you. So he is. Without mercy of them, we cannot reach to Radhika. He will not hear. Because he is surrounded by so many lakhs and lakhs and thousand lakhs of gopis. We cannot reach there. So, without mercy of Rup Manjari and all others, we cannot go and inch to Radhika. So, he is praying Lalita Vishakha.
So this also gives pleasure to Radhika because she sees that Raghunath is taking shelter of her nearest and dearest. Since there are so many lakhs of gopis and Raghunath Das is praying, let me put on the necklace, and Viswanath Chakrabarty is praying, let me put on the necklace, with so many people praying and there's one Radhika, how can everybody do service to her form?
Like Krishna, the gopis were in number, lakhs and lakhs, and they wanted to kiss Krishna, to embrace Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to talk with Krishna, to do glass with Krishna. So Krishna manifested himself in so many gopis. And he kissed and he embraced and he then everything with each gopi, not with gopi only, but with cowherds also. There are lakhs and lakhs of cowherds with Krishna. All they wanted to take food in sitting in front of Krishna. Those who are sitting were sitting behind Krishna. They saw that Krishna is in front of him. How it became? Krishna became less and less of Krishna and fulfilled their heart. Krishna borrowed something to be like this by Srimati Radhika. Krishna takes Govardhan on his finger by the help of this Yogamaya Radhika. He does anything with the help of, he cannot do anything without the help of Yogamaya Srimati. So why Radhika did not do all these things at herself? She can do everything.
More than reason.
That's it. So stop patient.
I heard a bomb.
Are you going to be
blunt? You just mentioned Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in the prayers to him and to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and to Gorgashwar Das Babaji, it says that they are the transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is this, that they are his transcendental energy? That Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the transcendental energy or personification of the energy of
his guru, and guru is the mercy energy of Krishna. That is Prakash of Krishna. Prakash, you know?
Many
Prakash, Hari, Kena, Samastha, Sarsi. You know? So, the transcendental energy of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
We can have transcendental energy and mercy of Krishna through Him. Through Guru.
Guru.
That is why it is called. Understand? You have not any question?
Yeah,
of course. And Aditya? How many questions?
You want to ask a question?
In the Bahati Dandasavara, in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
What?
The verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna going into the forest to Vrindavan.
Krishna?
Going into the forest to Vrindavan.
How hard?
Peacock feather. Karnikara flowers.
Not a word about Karnikara.
So,
Natavara
in that verse means the best of dances.
Natavara?
Yeah.
Two meanings.
Yeah.
What you have heard?
The best of dances.
Yeah?
Best of dances.
The best.
Not Nittakutu.
Natavara.
Natavara.
Two meanings. North, north. North, there are two kinds of north. One who shows some magic and some skill of hand. They are also called north. They collect some pieces, spice, some rubies by showing their magic and all this. They are north. They are not so much beautiful. But in drama, in sabha, in natak,
dance,
drama. One very kishore boy and a kishori lady,
young boy and young lady,
comes from this stage first. So beautiful, dressed so beautiful, and so dancing form that they attract whole audience. They are called Natak. Kintu Krishna is not only Natak Vara. In India, bridegroom,
bridegroom,
you know, in India, when a man, a boy is going to be married, he dressed so much. If he is ugly, yes, but so
decorated
and painted with ornaments, golden ornaments and beautiful cloth, they look like hari. If a lady is black, they give something to that
makeup.
Welcome powder. So beautiful lady is standing.
One time.
So, a boy, he may be black or anything, ugly. But when he is going to be married, he is dressed and ornamented in so such a way that it looks like very, very beautiful. And if makeup is what?
Remove.
It looks like very ugly. And if a boy is very, very beautiful like Krishna, and if he is decorated with flowers, see the it looks like very, very beautiful. Even Saptadhama and Rukmini can run away after Krishna. They are not seeing Krishna in such a
young mood in Braj. Kishore Baba, sorry, young mood in Braj.
And he is in a very good looking this as
I do.
Pro, light, Dhanu.
No? Bow.
Rainbow, like rainbow.
Oh, rainbow.
Bow. And the
five corners.
The arrow.
And Sid Gopi.
So beautiful. Here, Paramahansa Shrestha, more than Ramachandra, more than Dwarkadhi, more than anyone. Bara. And he is decorated with Vrindavan flowers, Beli, Chameli, Yui, Vanumala, Vaidyanti, Varaha Pidam, Natavara Bhakti, Natavara means that. He is in a very dancing mood, in a very attractive mood. Showing his
Lalit.
Vidabdha. Here Lalit, you know?
I can't remember. I have read.
Here Lalit means that.
Ten times, four times.
If lakhs and lakhs Kishoris see Krishna, they will hurt out at that.
Patience.
No patience at all. Their feet will go out. They will be senseless. Even goddesses will be left up their husbands. They will be bent. So beautiful. This is the best ornamented અનુરાગ, યુ નો અનુરાગ, રાગ અનુરાગ, સ્નેહ ભાવ,
મન
મહાભાવ અનુરાગ, મોસ્ટ સુપર ફાઇન પ્રેમ ઇઝ કોલ્ડ અનુરાગ. અનુરાગ કવર ઇઝ રેડ. શ્રીમતી રાધિકા હેઝ અનુરાગ ટુ કૃષ્ણ એન્ડ ઇટ કલર ઇઝ અનુરાગ. સો શ્રીમતી રાધિકા સેટ ધીસ કોલ.
હાઉ ડઝ અનુરાગ હેવ અ રેડ કલર? Anurag is the certain ecstasy in praying. How does it have a red color?
Red color.
How?
Rupa Goswami and all others have seen and they have been
tried. And you can see. Aditya said that you told her to, in the morning, to sweep in the mind in different places like Bhansi Bhat, etc. So what should be out, how should we think when we sweep either in the mind or in the holy place itself? How should we be thinking as we're sweeping?
You cannot sweep in this body. But sweep it. Because it is mental. Mental.
Material.
Without gopi, anyone cannot reach there. But to be so first we should be gopi and then we should do that. So this body cannot be gopi.
But we can picture ourselves in the mind as Paliyatasa.
So by mind now you can do it.
So how should we think?
But yes, by this body, if you have any chance, you can do it. With that thought, in mind, with mind and this, you can do. So many ladies do, so many persons do.
So we do this, should we be thinking of the state of Kund as we see it in these eyes?
What?
When we're speaking in the mind, should we be thinking of the state of Kund we can see? We see to see or should we try and think of state of
more beautiful.
More beautiful.
Peacock was there. Now we receive no peacock. So many monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
So many kaku. Kaku. Have you heard kaku?
Yes, not yet.
So many fragrant flowers. Any canary, Nawar, Kadamba, all kinds of flowers are there. Oh, calm and quiet is there. So, very cool and mad air is blowing. Listen, that they cannot walk. It cannot walk. Understand?
What cannot walk?
Air has taken something, drink.
And
so, firstly, he cannot run. By what he has taken?
The sense of
Krishna and Radha's body. So all are there. So many gopis are there. Kunja, so many beautiful Kunjas are there.
What are we sweeping for? What are we? Are we sweeping for the bracelets that they left in the Rasa dance, or what are we looking for when we sweep?
By and by, you will. At first, you should know that yes, in the guidance of the Sanjay, your Guru Dev, right?
Are we sweeping to make the place clean?
But you should pray that when our day will come, by the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami, pray for that.
And that day will come certainly in your life by gradual practice of chanting Lord Krishna's name.
We should pray and pray now. And if Krishna reflects that thing in our heart, it will gradually go on.
I have a personal question.
Last question?
No, not last. at the beginning of August, in the beginning of August,
beginning
in the beginning of August, Satsvarup Maharaj is coming here for a few months to see you. So, right. So, we used to be married. Myself and Satsrup Maharaj.
What?
I am his widow.
You?
And are his widow. So.
Oh, this is new thing for me.
I think she told you before. Aditya, I thought she told you. So, I will not be able to come when he comes because they told me it was not proper. So, why? Because.
Got sister and brother?
Many.
But I was told by certain authorities that I couldn't come. So I was wondering if there was another time in the day when he comes, if I can come at another time of the day to see you. Otherwise, it's too much separation.
You will come in August.
Yeah.
Now it is June, July, then it will come.
I'm already in anxiety though.
Because
feeling separation.
But,
no, for you.
No problem.
Okay.
We will
arrange.
We will arrange anyhow.
Okay.
And they will come only thrice a day.
Thrice a day?
After
or thrice a week?
No, thrice a day, no, after 3 days.
Oh,
come.
Every 3 days.
Tell Tamal Krishna that we will take what?
Built upon.
We will take my record.
Right. Oh, I know that, but you said it's even more better to see in person.
I will also talk with you.
Okay, so I'll get twice. Okay.
If after 2 days, 4 days, no,
we'll come after
2 days.
Okay. In the Vilapkus Manjali, Raghunath Das keeps saying Devi. He addresses Radhika as Devi.
Devi?
Devi. Oh, Ha Devi.
Ha.
So, our translation says Queen. Is that the best translation for Devi, or is there some better? When we offer prasad to our spiritual master, is there some way that we can meditate on him as a sakhi, bringing the prasad to Radha and Krishna, and then taking it from them after they eat, and then the plate is there. Should we meditate? Can we meditate like that? Can you expand on that understanding? Can you speak something?
In our Goswami Granth, it has been told like so, that if our Guru is male, he cannot go there. But the cook, we should understand that Srimati Radhika is cooking. We are only helping them to materials, with materials.
Like bed service.
And after cooking, she takes, when Guru takes, she takes all these things, all the dishes to Radha temple. With their thing that our Guru Sakhi is there and she is offering this thing to Radha and Krishna. Not to Radha, but to Krishna. And all Sakhis are waiting for that. Krishna takes birth. All are cutting jokes, doing chamas, Indian, Manipankhar, and bringing so many things. Radhika, Srimati, Lalita, Vishakha, all are giving to Krishna. And after taking, Guru Sakhi brings it to Radhika.
Krishna's remnant.
All is to Radhika. But the Radhika distributes it to all. It shows self, Lalita or Vishakha. That distributes it to all. She takes something and distributes all. After that, Guru Sakhi takes it and gives to all gods regarding, like Gopeshwar and all others, and to other Sakhis, and the remaining it keeps for us. And that remaining, they and they distribute in this. We should not offer same time to Radha and Krishna. It should be offered to Krishna, and the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis are Radha. Without remnant. She does not accept any.
So who is cooking, the Guru Sakhi or Radhika?
Radhika is herself
cooking.
But all are helping, like Lalita, Vishakha, Guru
Sakhi. To cook. And we are also giving materials. When
we should pray that when we be so qualified.
To do what? Qualified for what?
Qualified to do like all these services. We should pray. Only kalpana will not do.
Only imagination
will not do. We should do prayer that we will be qualified, so qualified by their mercy to do all this. This is the type of virasya.
In the Vilab Kushmanjali, the Guru is always there. We can't pray to Radharani or serve her without the Guru there. So Shiksha Guru
will be in Sakhi way.
Right, as Sakhi.
Not in Mel.
No.
In
so
Chaitanya Lila,
right. So as Guru Sakhi, Diksha Guru Sakhi, Shiksha Guru Sakhi, how are they there when we pray the Vilap Kushmanjali prayers, in what capacity is Diksha and Shiksha Guru Sakhi also present?
There is no Diksha. that is the not planned form of the sadhana. So, not Diksha, only Shiksha.
Mm-hmm. The Diksha Guru is not there?
No, not at all. Because that is not the sadhana bhumika. All are Siddha bhumika. Siddha bhumika is Siddha platform. Not a sadhana platform is there.
So Prabhupada, our Prabhupada would be there as a Shiksha Guru, Saki, or not?
Not Guru is there.
Huh?
Only
Saki, right. So Prabhupada is there as Saki.
No Guru Sun, no Sadhan Sun, no Siddha Sun, nothing. Only Parika, Saki, are there. Junior, senior, not junior, senior, but subordinate and.
So the Guru, the
Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Pranda Sakhi, Priyanarma
Sakhi,
all these are. In the guidance of Priyanarma Sakhi, we will have to be
Who is the Priyanarma Sakhi?
Under guidance of Priyanarma Sakhi or Pranda Sakhi?
Lalita ke gaan mein hai.
Who is the Priyanarma Sakhi?
Lalita, Vishakha.
There is no physical thing.
Are you reading Jayudharma?
I was reading yours, you know, what Navadvip did. Because the other was too confusing, the language. So whatever Navadvip printed of your speaking,
Nodip?
That I read.
Nodip has done something.
He did two chapters, 21 and 22.
And rest? Other chapters?
He's,
1, 2?
He hasn't finished any others yet.
Yes. Who is doing what on?
They're not printed, but he's working on them.
Why is asking who is doing top to bottom from chapter 1 to up to 41?
They have not done? Yeah. And no, this is demo from
first.
Just
say.
From morning I could not do anything today.
Why do you always say that you haven't done your sadhana? Because you're a Siddha Puru. But every day you say...
I'm wild. Wild like rice.
What is the particular word for Siddha in English?
Self-realized.
Is there nobody in English?
Yeah, self-realized.
Self-realized.
My soul. Offering for my deity, I think I am doing it. So how can I pray for that day when I can do this service because I think I'm doing this service?
Yes, you can. But do like
Number two, so see, you can make service.
You do yourself. But by the grace of our Guru, we are great. Because he has so much merciful to bestow his mercy upon you. And that is why you are worshipping. So, you are worshipping on behalf of your Guru. So, you should try to do
it
on behalf of
us. But none has direct approach.
No, from Munima.
Munima?
She could not come. Then to her basis.
Why
she could not come?
Bound.
Yeah.
We will go.
You are gradually going up.
This is from America. Raisin.
Raisin is kidney?
Yeah.
Only a little
doctor
has told me not to take this now.
Oh.
At first I used to take, but now they have forbidden me. This I take.
One more question?
Yes.
You are correct that the Raganuga Bhajan is lakhs times more difficult than the Vaidhi Bhakti activities.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in Bombay, I told one of the devotees who sees you that you said that the Raganuga Bhajan is higher than Vaidhi Bhakti activities like book distribution. So he said that what you meant was that if you do Raganuga book distribution, it's higher than Vaidhi Bhakti book distribution. But it's not that the book distribution is less high than the Raganuga Bhajan. So what is the proper understanding of what you meant?
They are not understand Raganuga. They.
Bombay devotees.
Bombay devotees. Rag means love, affection. This is the bodily anything or hardly? Hardly or what that rag is?
Right, heart.
Huh?
Heart.
Each man is doing like this.
Mm-hmm.
It has rag or not?
It may or may not.
It may or may not. But heart is here, rag is here. But it can sankramit ho sakta hai. It can infect it. But insane also.
Right.
No? It may not. When a man is doing Raganuga Bhakti, his every action, everything is of rag. Everything is Rav. But if he has no Rav, everything is Vaidhi Bhakti. The symptom of the anga of Vaidhi Bhakti, part of Shravanam Krishnam Vishnu Smaranam, also is in Vaidhi and also in Raganuga. Mood is quite different, but the works and services are like same. He is also hearing, he is also hearing. But he is hearing anything more qualified thing, and he is hearing normal things. Both Shravanam Krishnam in both things, but both are not same. The mood is quite different.
So that's what he was saying, that you meant that book distribution you can do in Vaidhi and Raganuga, but not that Raganuga practice is higher than book distribution. Does that make sense?
I'm not understanding.
Can you explain it better?
None of you can see anything.
Okay. My understanding was that you said the activity of praying and reading and studying and hearing in Raganuga Bhajan is higher than the activity of giving out the books. But he said that his understanding of what you meant is that there are different activities, and Raganuga Bhakti is a mood, it's a mentality. So it's not that Raganuga Bhajan is higher than book distribution, but Raganuga book distribution is higher than Bhairi book distribution.
It may be right, but not in that as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Why he will do all this?
Why will he distribute books?
He will always try to decorate Radha and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He will always to do anything with affection to Radha and Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Krishna Das Prabhu, always thinking in that mood. He has no time to do all this. I have no time. How they have come?
Yet they wrote so many books and they distributed so many books.
They have. But knowing nothing, not testing, and to distribute is not Radha.
Right.